SBS Radio.
The international team is made up of the best golfers from around the world, excluding Europe, and they're looking to win the President's Cup for just the second time in the tournament's 25-year history. Led by South African captain Ernie Els, the internationals will be boosted by the fact the only time they won the event against the United States, they did so at the Royal Melbourne course, which is being used this weekend. Much of the pre-event build-up surrounded United States player Patrick Reed, who received a two-shot penalty for improving his ball's lie in the bunker in a tournament in the Bahamas last week. The 29-year-old claimed his action had been inadvertent and therefore couldn't be described as cheating. But he accepts his opponents and the media may try and use the incident to help get the local fans on the side of the international team.
Of course they're going to speak because they want to get their crowds going and get on their side. I mean, that's the name of the game. But at the end of the day, all I can do is go out there and control what I do and how I play. And so it doesn't matter who I'm playing on the other team. My job this week, as captain has told all our guys, is go out and win your point. And, I mean, whenever your name's called, you have to go out and hopefully win your match. And, you know, that's what we're going to try to do, go out and win the point. Not to prove anyone wrong or do anything, but strictly win the point for myself and then the team and in our country.
The United States team is being captained by Tiger Woods in what could well be the 15-time major winner's last appearance on Australian soil. The 43-year-old Woods joined forces with Justin Thomas on the opening day to win their four ball against Australia's Mark Leishman and Joaquin Niemann of Chile. The first cricket test between Australia and New Zealand sees the longest form of the game make its pink ball day-night debut in Perth. The series is expected to be a keenly fought one, with the Black Caps ranked second in the world behind only India and three places above Australia. One issue facing both sides is the heat wave gripping Perth, with temperatures not expected to go below 40 degrees Celsius until Monday. How the pitch handles the heat could well affect how long the test match lasts. The curator is Brett Sibthorpe, and he says he's hoping it'll hold up well and not crack open and make life too dangerous for the batsmen.
Well, we've all seen the forecast, so I don't want it to go cracking open too quickly. But I'd expect it'll be a little slower in early on, but then it'll pick up pace like it did last year. But the unknown is what the temperatures are like. It could be 50 degrees out here, so yeah.
In the A-League this weekend, it's top versus bottom when Sydney FC welcomes the struggling Central Coast Mariners on Saturday evening. Sydney was in the news during the week after the Sky Blues drew newly crowned Japanese champion Yokohama FC in the Asian Champions League next year. Yokohama is coached by a very familiar name in former Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou. Sydney FC captain Alex Wilkinson says Postecoglou's success in Asia could bode well for Australian coaches in future.
For him to be able to do that is a huge achievement and great for Australian football coaches. I think it's going to give us the recognition we deserve. We've got a lot of fantastic coaches here in Australia, and it's just a matter of them getting a chance overseas and proving themselves.
In the W League, there are three fixtures over the weekend. Perth Glory meet Canberra United on Friday night. Brisbane Roar and Adelaide United play on Saturday afternoon, while the Newcastle Jets take on Sydney FC on Sunday. In England, one of the most interesting fixtures sees Arsenal welcome third-placed Manchester City in the early hours of Monday morning. The Gunners have struggled in recent weeks, but scored a good win at West Ham last week, while City needs a victory to keep pace with leaders Liverpool. And finally, in the NBL this weekend, younger basketball fans may like the initiative to stage a Looney Tunes round. All teams will wear specially designed jerseys with cartoon characters such as Daffy Duck, Marvin the Martian and Bugs Bunny. But Melbourne United forward Casey Prather admitted at the launch it won't just be the children that'll get a kick out of the idea.
Having a chance to get out here with some of the players from a former team and just celebrate the special occasion, having the Looney Tunes on our jerseys really means a lot to me because, you know, I grew up a Looney Tunes fan, so it's going to be very good for the fans and for the kids coming to the games.
John Baldock, SBS News.
sbs.com.au